Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to Blog Talk Radio. We're super excited to have you on the line this morning. This morning, we are going to have a very, very, very exciting conversation with Ms. Dudley Paul Etienne. Dudley runs a business here in the Miami, Florida area called Dudley's Professional Services. So we're super excited to have her sharing with us this morning. Remember, you are listening to NABWIC Talks. NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction. So we're so glad that you're listening in. Be sure to promote this call to other women that you know in business or in construction. Go ahead and visit our website at www.nabwic.com. It would be a great idea for you to go ahead and become a part of our email list. And consider getting started by becoming a member of our organization so that you can begin to receive some of the benefits that go along with being a part of the prestigious NABWIC organization. So what we want to do is just go ahead. We know that we have ladies calling in from across the country. Let's go ahead and start our conversation with Dudley. I want to welcome you to the call this morning, Dudley.
Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Awesome.
Well, we're so glad to have you on this morning. It was very, very exciting to hear about what you're doing in the area and just about how your journey has been, how you came to become a part of the construction industry and so on. I want you to know that we have ladies listening in from across the country towards the end of the call. We're going to go ahead and let them join in on the conversation by asking questions and giving comments. But first, we want to just start out by learning a little bit about you, Dudley. So go ahead and share a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Well, of course, my name is Dudley Paul Etienne, and I'm from Miami, Florida. And every time I run into someone, they ask me, how did you get into construction? Well, first I wanted to do, well, my first plans, my dreams were to become an architect. And then that's when I attended Florida A&M and got into the architect program. And then afterwards, I realized that, you know what, I think I want to do something else. After staying closed in the off the building and just drawing all day, I decided architect was not something I wanted to do. And then I had a friend of mine who owned a construction company up in Tallahassee where I attended school at. And he introduced me into construction, and he told me to take some courses out in there, construction engineering, technology building. And I've done that, and ever since then, I fell in love with it. And that's when I said, you know what, construction is what I wanted to do. And besides that, I just made up my mind and said, you know what, Dudley, you're going to stick to this. And I tried it out. I did some internship while I was in school, and I said, you know what, I definitely want to stay in here. But besides that, going back to me being from Miami, I have six brothers and sisters, and I am Haitian American, and both of my parents stay in America. And besides that, I just love being from Miami, and also being in a construction engineering program up in Tallahassee, it allowed me to meet a lot of great people. And also being part of NABWIC allowed me to meet a lot of great women as well, too, great leaders at that.
Well, we are super glad to have you in the industry. I remember you sharing with me that after you did many internships while you were there studying in Tallahassee, one of your first opportunities is that you took a job out in Texas. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, yeah. After I graduated from Florida A&M, I went ahead and took my first job. Well, really, actually, it started in Orlando. I worked out in Orlando. And they mentioned to me that, you know, hey, do you mind going to Texas for, you know, a year or so? I said, fine. You know, I have no kids. I wasn't married, so I went out there. And that experience was great. I mean, I was, you know, I ended up meeting new people out there. And the culture is way different, of course, than it is in Florida. And I really enjoyed myself. And while I was there, I kind of thought to myself, like, you know what, I want to start my own business. But then, you know, coming from a family that do not have, I don't really have any business owners and not knowing where to start at, it always was always stuck in my head that, you know, you had to work for someone to basically get all your income. So I was kind of afraid to just venture off on my own and just start my own business. And so as time went by, of course, I prayed about it and everything else. I ended up, you know, just, you know, and, you know, construction, there was like a cutback. You know, things were just falling. And so I got laid off. And, you know, that would be a time when someone would say, oh, my, what should I do? It was more of a time for me to say, oh, wow, I think it's time for me to go ahead and, you know, just see what exactly I want to start my business on, which I knew still construction would play a part in it. And I moved back home, and when I moved back home, of course, I prayed about it. And one thing I've always done while I was in school and even when I was in Texas, I've done resumes for individuals because I also ran a workshop when I was in FAMU in a program on resume writing. And so I said, you know what, I'm just going to – let me start off on that because that's something I enjoy doing. That's like my passion. And while I was doing that, while I was down in Miami, I just started, it was going on 6-7 months, and I started doing workshops as well, too, for kids. And the feedback was incredible. And I was like, you know what, I really enjoy this, but I know construction is going to play a part in something because, I, you know, construction was like my dream. And so I ran into Ann McNeil with NCO, and I started working with Ann. And then Ann introduced me to the other side of construction, which was basically business development, networking, and all. And that was something I was like, wow, I enjoy doing this. And that's when I realized that, you know, instead of just working, Ann introduced me on personally developing myself. Instead of just always was taught just to work for someone. And that opened up a whole nother door for me. This is when I was even much confident. I have way more confidence to start my own business. And as time went by, I started developing daily professional services and other services that I wanted to, you know, also incorporate into my business, which was dealing with small businesses that, because of the layoffs, you know, they had to cut back on their staff. And the stuff that I do administrative work, and I also do marketing as well, too, which I was able to basically put together brochures or business cards for small businesses, or even do their certifications. I'll take control of that while they're still out there planning to try to get more jobs for themselves. I'll be taking care of all the administrative work. And because of my background, I'm very familiar with what they need. And also with government projects where I'm familiar with doing capability statements. So I can kind of help out in their marketing staff on putting that together. So as time went by, I became more confident what I wanted to do with my business, and I just started adding on, and I started getting work. So that's the experience I had. This is from going to Texas for a year, coming back, I was able to get all that experience coming back down home and the people that I've met as well, too.
Yeah, girl, you know, so many women and just so many people that have looked into starting their own business, I'm sure experienced a lot of the fears and the lack of confidence and not being 100% sure about going out on your own. And so many people on the line right now, I am so sure that we can relate to what you're saying. And that's why being a part of an organization like NABWIC is so important, the support that's in place, the inspiration, the encouragement, the resources where people are willing to share their ideas, share their experiences, tell you, maybe give you some guidance. All of that is found right here. And so we're glad that you were almost pushed into that in that direction by being laid off, because now you can be a light for someone else. You have a great story that now another person can understand that it's okay. You can feel the fear and do it anyway. And so we're glad that you're on sharing your story. Now, we've been able to hear some of the resources that you provide to women and other business leaders out here in construction. One of the things that we discussed was so many of them are out going out to get new jobs, and their expertise is actually in the field. And because of not being able to employ as many people as they used to be able to employ, some of that paperwork, some of the certifications, some of those requirements are falling a little bit behind. And so I want you to take a little bit more time really sharing with the ladies on the line, because I know that many of them will need your services or your advice or your for you to point them in the right direction in those areas. Tell a little bit more about what you, how you can go into a small business and some of the things that you're able to help a small business do to be more efficient in the marketplace right now.
Okay. First, I'd like to say, since we're dealing with construction, certifications. I'm pretty sure because of the whole economy, a lot of people had to cut back on their administrative staff. And that's something I could take over for anyone's company. I can basically make sure that, you know, I alert them when their certification is due, or I could even apply for any new certification that they want throughout the United States. And also, when it comes down to the marketing, you know, there's a lot of government projects coming up. I am familiar with the capability statements that they ask for, and I can assist on putting those together. And also, I can send them, you know, regular monthly announcements on different projects the government might have, or even locally, or just in Florida in general. I can send that monthly to contractors as well, too, because it's a lot of times you're so caught up on trying to pick up work as a business developer. You're a business developer slash president or, you know, vice president, whatever it is. You don't have time for stuff like that, and I could take care of that. And any other, you know, openings or anything that's not closing your company that you need work for, like put together administrative work, just stuff that keep your business rolling efficiently and professionally, that's all the tasks that I can do for you. Instead of you worrying about, okay, I have to do this and that, but I don't have time to do the real thing, which is to get more work and get more money for your company. And I can just assist on all that. And because my overhead is real low, I do not charge as much as any other consultant or other firms might charge you. And it's not something that you're going to need every day, so it'll be more of, you know, I pay you for this amount of work or for your time right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So
I think it's powerful that, you know, a small construction firm can go out and outsource some of that work, go ahead and get their administrative work kind of tightened up, and then when they need, you know, when they need to outsource that again, they can, and that does a few things. That frees you up to now go out and maybe help another small firm and another small firm, and even help those firms come together and do partnerships and so on. So I really, really can see how powerful your contribution is to a small firm, because like we said, you know, we're all so busy trying to go out and get new work, and sometimes we need someone to come in and help tie up those loose ends. If there's anyone on the line, I'm sure we have folks calling in to the show from across the country with questions, with comments, with things that they want to share with Ms. Dudley Paul Etienne. We definitely want to welcome you. Become a part of the conversation as we lead into that. And you can do that by just pressing 1 on your dial pad. Just press 1 on your dial pad, and you'll be able to add to the conversation. So we have a caller, Dudley, that wants to jump in on the conversation. And so we're going to open up the line to caller 0184. Go ahead and share and become a part of the conversation.
Good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives. Good morning, Dudley. And
good morning,
Rachel.
Ann.
How are you this morning? Yes.
I'm
thank
good.
You so very much for being willing to share with our listening audience this morning. Can you share any experiences you'd like regarding your industry day at Cardoza High School in Washington, D.C. Experience, please?
Yes. Last spring, I believe, in May, basically, I helped coordinate an event that we had at Cardoza High School in Washington, D.C., which we were responsible for the outreach. And with that, that was the, you know, I should have said that. That was one of the best experiences I ever had. I was hands-on with everyone up there, and I was around great leaders. And with that event, we were able to get, well, first of all, let me pull back. Well, Cadoza High School, it has four different type of, it's an academy. It has four different programs, which was construction, architectural, engineering, and also, aviation. And our whole goal was to basically attract people from different companies or different companies to come out there, small business, large companies, medium size, doesn't really matter, to come and speak to the students that were out there and let them know that, you know, this is what it takes to get into this industry and be, you know, the best you can be. And when we first started off, probably, let's say, 5 or 6 months in, just trying to get all the information, our first time doing it. And me, Katora, of course, and we, and a couple more people, we went headstrong on it. We said, you know what, we're going to work night and day to make sure this becomes a success. And that's what we did. And the turnout that we had was more than we ever expected. And because of our turnout and because everyone enjoyed themselves, they wanted to do it next year. And we also had Lockheed Smith wanted to sponsor and also coordinate the event this year. So it was a success. And every year it becomes bigger and bigger, and we have more people that want to volunteer and help out. And I'm pretty sure it helped out the students as well, too, when it came down to the internship. And even people that was helping out, it helped them find companies and network, and they were able to build a database. And it was a great experience. That's an experience I will never forget. And that was something that also opened up my eyes on the skills and things that I can do. And it was just a great experience, all in one. Hello?
Well, thanks, Anne. That sounds awesome, and thanks for joining in with that question. If there are any other ladies on the line that want to join in, guess what? All you have to do is press 1 on your dial pad, and you can become a part of the conversation. You can be heard on this nationwide show. This morning we are speaking with Ms. Dudley Paul Etienne. She represents Dudley's Professional Service here in Miami, Florida, but she definitely can do work for anyone across the country. She has shared her background. Remember that you want to go over to nabwic.com, become a part of the email list so that you can be made aware of future shows. Learn about the organization, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction. Consider becoming a part of the organization and also becoming one of our future guests. So, Dudley, now that we're back on the line as we wait for anyone else that might want to become a part of the conversation, let's talk a little bit about your future in the industry. What are you seeing for yourself, for your business, for your connections in the industry over the next 5 to 10 years? Where would you like to see your career and your business go?
Wow, I would like to. I see Dudley Professional Services in 5 years helping out all small businesses achieve and get to a level that they need to get to as in the professional level, as, you know, the bigger companies are at. You know, and I also see, like I told you, my passion is doing workshops for the students. I also see, you know, a lot of our younger generation knowing what does it take to get a job, as in resume writing and professional attire. That's key to me as well. So I just see the study professional services helping out all around construction, small companies, have them grow, and also hopefully I can pick up. I am going to pick up also from mid-sized companies as well too, and even larger companies, because you know every large company, every mid-sized company, every company has a smaller division where they need some development in, you know, and also just growing, and become bigger than what I am now. And just being well known for the services that I provide, not just like my construction, but also helping the young adults that are coming out that want to be very competitive in this market, as in resume writing and professional attire.
Well, and I can see such a huge value with that, Dudley, especially because of the simple fact that you're young. You're someone that our youth can really, really relate to, but then also helping them with those resumes and getting out and making themselves presentable in the marketplace, because so many, you know, as part of NABWIC, of course, we want to groom people up to become business owners, small business owners, large business owners. But the thing is, many of us get our start working at another firm, working for another company. And it all starts with being able to present yourself. And it's not like it was. Do you realize that it's not like it was in the past where you were able to just kind of walk in and get to know an owner? Like right now,
exactly.
So many things are computerized. Everything, your resume represents you. Sometimes you're not able to have your personality and who you are really come across. People don't know what you look like. It's all about
exactly.
what you're able to send in. And so are you saying that you also do workshops really helping groom up people entering the workforce and helping them learn how to present themselves and how to put together the resumes? You do small workshops about that topic. Tell us a little more about that.
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, let's talk about one of the schools I did a workshop for. The workshop I conducted was about, of course, writing professional resumes and professional attire. And you'd be surprised how a lot of young adults really do not know what it takes to get a job. And what I like to do is before I conduct the workshop, I like to tell the professor or the director, make sure all kids come in there dressed up. Tell them to dress up their best business attire like they're going out for a job. And I like to have them point at each other on what they're wearing. You know, I like to tell them, hey, look, what you think this person has on is not appropriate, you know, and have them point out among each other. Because, you know, when they have their peers point out something, that's when they listen more than just, you know, an adult or someone that's older than them tell them that this is not the way you need to go out for a job. And that's basically how I conduct that. And I kind of do more, I do skills, I do more interaction with the kids. I have them get up and just talk, and I also follow up with them, you know, like just follow up with the classrooms and see how's everything going, and, you know, just in general, and that's just the way my workshops I ran.
Wow, what a huge contribution, and it's definitely something that's needed. We're going to begin to wrap up this show, but you have been absolutely amazing. What I would love for you to share for all of our listeners is what NABWIC has really done for you, your career, your business, so that those ladies listening in right now who are not yet a part of the organization can really see the value of how this organization can help boost their business and their lives. And I'd love for you to share a little bit about that.
NABWIC helped me personally develop myself. It taught me to go that way, to first person develop myself, and then everything else will fall in place. Of course, for God first. And I met a lot of great leaders through NABWIC. And because I was part of NABWIC, people that are around me, if I tell them like what service I provide, they trust me because of the women that I surround myself with. And they trust that, you know, I can get the job done. So they come to me for my services. And it allowed me to be well-rounded. This right here might sound a little, everybody might say, it's like a sisterhood, basically. You feel close and connected with women that actually care about you. And so that's what you get from out of NABWIC. You're not just a number. You're not just someone that just, you're just a member. You know, you meet only that one day out of the month or so just to go ahead and put together an event. It's more than that.
I agree, and I'm just so glad that you were able to touch on those things, because NABWIC is an organization that really opened their arms to us and opened their arms to women in construction or women in business, no matter if your business is big or small. Also, open their arms to students looking to groom themselves up in the construction industry or in the business industry. You know, I love to be a part of an organization of women that have similarities in their expertise, but it's not a huge competition with each other. It's that feeling of support, inspiration, encouragement. How can we help each other? How can we partner up? And so that is so powerful and something that we really need, it, especially in an industry that's very, very competitive. And so, Dudley, we definitely want to thank you for coming on. We want to have everyone go over to www.nabwic.com, become a part of the email list, become a part of the organization, and learn more about the organization. And, Dudley, as we close out, I just want you to take a moment to give your contact information. There are ladies on the call right now that will want to reach out to you, maybe want to ask you questions, get advice for you, or give you their services, or have you give your services, or learn more about your services.
Okay.
And so could you take a quick moment to just make sure that everyone on the line now knows how to connect with you?
Okay. If you need more information about the service I provide, or you're interested in any of the services I provide, or even if you have something that you want to provide to me, my email address is info@DudleyLYProfessionalServices.com. And my number is 305-975-3104. And my email address again is info@DudleyProfessionalServices.com. Thanks.
Thanks so much, and thanks to everyone who listened in on the show this morning. Remember, we are on every single Wednesday morning at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, so make sure that you're listening in and that you invite a friend, another lady in construction, another lady in business. We are NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and we definitely welcome you to become a part of our show, a part of our conversation each and every Wednesday morning. So what we want you to do now is go out and have a great, great, productive, prosperous day. This is Rachel Moore signing off from Miami, Florida, and we definitely thank you for being a listener this morning. You guys have a great day and prosper.
Thank you.
Thank you, Natalie. Bye-bye.